one sports betting show, not in the world, not in the country, not in this state, not in this county, but the number one sports, primarily sports betting show that comes out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated studios.
Thunderdome. Yep.
I'm Tone Diggs.
That's a baby Tony.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder. Why?
G'day, Tony.
Receivers. What's going on, dude?
What is going on, dude?
The goatee looks even better. So good. That fucking hat.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
You're fucking proud.
Yeah. You're a New Yorker.
Fucking as proud as they come.
You're a fucking New Yorker, lad.
The goatee starts to build. Starts to build into your life a little bit, and I don't hate it, honestly. I don't hate goatee
Have
living.
Have you felt scummier at all? Or?
No. It's just like I used to, you know, throw some Splenda in my coffee. Now I don't need it. Now it's just black.
Okay, now, yeah. I get it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A little rough around the edges.
When you come home from work and you kick off your boots, you immediately grab a fucking Bud Light from the fridge.
Oh yeah.
Well, yeah. Well,
oh yeah.
I'm trying to be on a diet, but yeah.
Yeah, that's why you're drinking light beer.
Light beer.
True.
It's refreshing.
Tell you what, I would Otter, how are we?
Hey, we're doing fantastic, Tony.
Good. I say, as being a father now, I would say my intake of alcohol has gone down a little bit, but my number of days per week that I drink has gone up.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're doing like one?
One what?
One drink.
No, there's no better feeling than when you get her down for the night and then you go downstairs and have a couple drinks.
Yeah.
But yep. Not getting blacked out, just a couple like
nightcaps.
Let's relax.
Yeah, it's just a nightcap.
Let's relax for a couple hours before we fall asleep and then got to do it all over again tomorrow. All right. You know how I feel?
Yeah, I got you.
How about you?
What are you drinking? Right. What are you drinking?
It's either Tito's and Gingy.
Your go-to?
Yeah, which is my go-to. An old fashioned, or yeah, maybe wine. Maybe some wine or not Bud Light wine.
Well, I like how you chef up these old fashions.
Yeah.
Secret ingredient.
Yeah. Maybe one day I'll reveal the secret ingredient to the masses. Today's not that day. Today is a day for gambling.
Oh, yeah.
I was gambling last night. I think I went 2-3 in the college
landscape. I got fucking smacked.
Not a good night on the betting landscape.
As soon as Kansas lost, I knew it was going to be a bad night.
Yeah.
I mean, I went 0-4, 0-2 college basketball. Probably going to stay away from that from now on. Probably 0-2 in the NBA. No. I think college basketball creeped into my NBA.
Dive in, Mitt. You're going to have to venture into the waters.
I know. I think I got to just stay in.
Holy shit. I just went to my settled bets. What the fuck happened to Dirty Mike and the boys?
Not good.
Jesus.
The rain delay
couldn't have helped.
The rain delay fucked us, but sure. Yes, Dirty Mike went 0-4.
But hey, that's Dirty Mike.
I got a confession to make as well.
No, wait. Go ahead.
I got a little too excited about Bundesliga being back. That's not till Friday.
Yeah, I love when you do that.
I was actually looking for it while you were talking about it, and I just couldn't find it. I was like, damn, that's weird.
I'm going back 3-2 on the college slate. It wasn't 2-3 last night. Lost Dayton. -9.5. They won by fucking 7. VCU monster cover.
Yeah, you got me there.
Penn State +3.5 with a hook. Thank you, Penn State. Georgia +11.5. Close, maybe.
They were off in the second half.
And Air Force, that was the favorite one. They covered.
Air Force covered? They were down in the start of the second half.
Yeah, they were down 36-32 at half, but 50-38 in the second half. The boys fucking got it together.
For the Air Force.
I went 1-1 in college basketball, my massive Sam game parlay lost. I also parlayed almost all the NHL favorites.
How'd those do?
That lost one leg, I believe, the Winnipeg Jets.
Mm. Did you catch the Kansas game?
No.
So they're up one. Kid's got 36 points.
Jesus.
Shoots a fucking three to go up four, and fucking Bill Self timed out before he took the shot.
Bill.
K-State ends up.
Did the shot go in?
Yes,
the shot went in. Yeah, that was the dagger. It was game over, dude.
It was from like NBA range. It was fucking awesome.
Kid couldn't miss. He was going off.
I think their
two of their better players were fouled out. Like, it was a great game, though.
Yeah, he ended with like
K-State's a good basketball program every once in a while.
It's a tough barn, yeah, too.
It's a very tough barn. A little apple.
Yep. I just remember in college they had that little point guard and they stormed the court against, I believe, Kansas.
Yeah. Darren Sproles?
No, some guards that didn't work out in the league. Dog, though.
When they had, what's his name? Number one, Marcus Beasley.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
He was Mateen, a Wildcat.
Mateen Cleave shooting free throws will be stuck in my head from my childhood forever.
Okay. My childhood college basketball memory. Now,
Kemba Walker crossing up.
Well, that was Brittany one of Griner. Them.
Javale McGee, sorry.
Jesus. That was, I was in college for that one. I believe it was 2004, 2005, North Carolina versus Illinois. Or no, Arizona versus Illinois, sorry. That was Final Four game. Look it up. Okay.
I guarantee I have the worst one. Don't even want to say it.
Gambling season has slowed down a little bit, so we can talk. We can just bullshit.
We're heating up.
We're heating up, though.
Real throwbacks.
We're heating up. Some trends.
Trends.
For the divisional.
The divisional.
So the Niners line is shrinking.
Well, it was down to 3, but it's back up to 3.5, right?
But the money line's getting higher.
Yeah, and the money is on the Niners.
We got it up
70%.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, that is, it is interesting. It's a pickle. It's quite a pickle. 3.5. But some trends I found today as far as the games this weekend are concerned in the divisional. Road dogs are covering 74% in the last 19 years. A lot of that is because the one seeds, the teams that have got the bye, are 13-25-1 ATS. And when they're favored by 10 or less, which both are this weekend, they are 8-24-1 ATS. That would be the Eagles and the Chiefs this weekend would fall into that 8-24-1 ATS category. Road teams that didn't make the playoffs last year or the year before are 26-12 ATS. Huh. That would be the Giants and the Jags. Huh. And division dogs, Giants, 5-1 ATS.
Da, 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 da.
Bruce is getting more excited with every fucking
every passing day.
Every one of those trends. Yeah. But I mean
you just get these the back copy of Dexter Lawrence, and the more I see, the more I'm like, man.
You know who he played next to in college? Drafted the exact same year, 2 picks apart. Fucking Christian Wilkins. That was their D tackles.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wilkins was like top four at his position for plays played as well this year.
Clemson, there were picks 15 and 17, I believe.
He's out there every fucking play, man. He's unbelievable.
Dog.
Pay that man.
Only one linebacker I saw today played every single snap this season. DeMario Davis. That guy's a dog as well.
Yeah.
Other than that, I just saw a tweet that left tackle Jonah Williams was limping around the locker room still, but didn't have crutches. So take that with however you want to take that. And Alex Kappa didn't have his scooter anymore, maybe. I don't know. I still don't know if they're going to play this weekend. No.
Scooter alert.
Kappa feels like he might be playing if he's off the scooter.
I believe that's what I saw.
Yeah. What do we think?
Other than that, I feel like the teams are relatively. What do we think
that Bengals line's going to close at? Like 5.5?
Oh, no. Alex Kappa is still on the scooter in the locker room.
Oh, no.
That doesn't seem good.
Yeah, no, that's not the same update. 68% of money and 70% of the bets on the Bengals.
On the Bengals?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a shocking one.
Go up to Jags Chiefs, please. KC. Okay.
58% of the bets, 71% of the money. Don't you feel like they should flip-flop? Those two?
Yeah, I would have expected
when
more.
Because when I'm saying it's left to right. You say the bet percentage, then the money percentage.
What was the Eagles-Giants?
So the two games Saturday totals have gone up, and then the two Sunday games totals have gone down.
I can see Chiefs-Jags has got overwritten all over it.
Up to 53?
52.5.
That's a, hold on.
Minus 115.
Hold on, what's going on with that bet slip there? Oh, that was the Moneyline favorites parlay from yesterday? Or?
Yes. Detroit Red Wings. What are the Red Wings doing in there?
Yesterday, I was going a little nuts over there.
I'm happy I saw that.
You guys want to tease anything?
What do you mean?
I don't know. We could, right?
What do you mean?
What are you talking
like
about?
Like a live teaser on the laptop.
Right now you want to, oh, you like sign into your account and fucking put a bet in? Is that
No. Just, I don't know. Just a little tutorial.
Yeah. All right.
We can go just ahead. Carry on.
No. Go ahead. Go into the division.
I don't even know how.
I do. Pick the Jags, pick the Giants, go down, pick the Bengals, and pick the Cowboys just for fun.
No. Yeah, you can't cross zero. I correct. Forgot.
Sorry. Yeah, you go, into you go into no, that's teasers. On me. You go into teasers right there. Go up to the top. Whenever it loads.
Oh, no.
Did not load.
In FanDuel's defense, we haven't refreshed this page in probably hours.
Can you refresh it?
See, the thing about teasers...
Oh, you didn't want to show the URL. Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
You just can't go through zero.
Can't.
You
know? We're in. And then,
even if it wins, you can't go through zero.
Go back to six. So it'll start you at six. I would go to 6.5 just so the Cowboys are 10.
They get and to 7.
The Giants are 14. What's seven do for you?
See, I'm going down though.
No, yeah, you could go that way too. This is just like, just a tutorial. All right, Bruce, get rid of the Jags and the Giants. Take the take the Chiefs
and the Eagles.
Give us Chiefs and the Eagles. Chiefs, Eagles, Bengals, Cowboys.
Only Cowboys because you can't go through zero.
Correct. What do you have, the worst computer in the world back
then? Jesus Christ.
See, the thing is, this is actually
been a brand watching new computer. Snapchat, yeah, but is it this a- thing?
So in this situation, yeah, you would then bump it up to at least 7 so that it's basically...
Like, that's beautiful.
7.5. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Chiefs win, Eagles win, Bengals 12.5, Cowboys 11. Now... You would
see, I'm a big fan of like keeping the days separate on an occasion.
What's the odds
like,
on that one?
Yeah.
Plus what? 300-ish is my guess. 200? 250?
I don't know.
Wrong. Yeah, I don't know. We got to get out of here, I think.
What do you
sorry.
Mean?
This just
gonna,
isn't working.
No, I'm just going to quit Safari and go back into it.
Well, our internet is being played with out here as we speak, so... That could be something too. No other injury updates, right? Nothing too.
No.
That I can think of. All right, let's go into college basketball tonight, lad. How many you got?
Too many.
Too many?
Yeah, 14.
Ooh, I got 4.
All right.
This one feels like a trap. TCU plus the 2.5 at West Virginia. Radford money line at Campbell, Samford minus 4.5 at East Tennessee State.
Ooh.
And Utah Valley State, it's a big one, but I'll lay the 9.5 against Abilene Christian.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I'm on Eastern Tennessee again, 4.5.
Son of a bitch.
I like Navy money line versus Boston U.
Okay.
I like Bradley getting 2.5 at Indiana State. I hate to go against Chattanooga, but I like Furman getting 1.5.
It's hard to go against.
Wow.
I love Chattanooga. UNC Asheville, money line at Charleston Southern. My lads, High Point, money line versus Winthrop. Radford, money line at Campbell. I'll lay 5.5 with Ohio State at Nebraska. I'll also lay 4.5 with Auburn at LSU. I like Auburn. Virginia laying 4.5 at home versus Texas Tech. Virginia Tech. I like Florida getting 4.5 at Texas A&M. I think that's too many. I'll take Tulsa getting 3.5 at home versus SMU. Oklahoma State money line versus Oklahoma. And Arkansas getting 1.5 at Missouri.
Okay. Good luck to you. Anything from you guys tonight on the...
No, sir.
No.
I've got one parlay here.
Oh,
just to keep my toes in it.
For college?
Yep, for college. Got to keep my toes
in. Got nothing, Bruce?
No, sir.
Okay, that's soft.
What happened?
I don't want to fade UConn, and I don't want to take UConn. And for that reason, I'm out on the rest of the board.
Well, okay. That stinks because I'm taking UConn money line to start off my parlay, and then we're going to go to Tony's Dukes. We got Duquesne money line.
Hell yeah.
Going into the Bonnies, and then we're finishing off with Gumpy's High Point money line, baby. Let's go. It's plus 403 on FanDuel right now.
Oh, all right. Lock me in for the Bonnies. St. Bonaventure.
Wow!
Oh, no!
You know why, Tony?
Asshole.
You know why, Tony?
Bonnie, I did not touch this game because good programs.
That's a tough line.
It's war week in this studio.
Okay. You didn't go to St.
Bonnie's. The Dukes are heading to Fordham this Saturday, And you're probably going to beat the shit out of Fordham, so I got to get you now.
Okay.
Give me the Bonnies.
Appreciate
what
it.
Bad guy. That 4.5 line is very odd. UConn at Seton Hall.
Yeah, it's like short.
How is UConn's coach is out though?
How is what's his name? Didn't he go coach Seton Hall?
Yeah, UConn's coach is out with COVID. COVID's back in college basketball.
Yes, I've noticed that. Northwestern Iowa's not playing today.
Must not be vaccinated, I guess.
Sure.
But yeah, 4.5 does seem short with UConn, but I just don't love that UConn team, man. I'm not drinking that Kool-Aid.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay.
Is it cold in there?
I don't know. You drinking anything, Bruce?
I'm drinking just a few ice cold Bud Lights.
What?
Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki Skates.
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you. How we doing?
Good. How are you?
All right. Not a great night last night.
No?
Come on.
Gump knows.
The Winnipeg Jets.
Yeah, Winnipeg led an egg. Buffalo fucked us good. Thought we had that one wrapped up. Thought they were playing for an empty netter. Let Chicago come back, beat them. Can't have it. Tonight, good slate tonight, though.
We got something.
Tough slate. Good slate.
We got a nightcap tonight. Yeah.
Also, tonight, That's Hockey Talk, youtube.com/That's Hockey Talk, 8 p.m. We will chat with the lovely Jackie Redmond.
Oh, Jackie's back on.
Let's go.
And then we'll follow it up with Barry Melrose and Linda Cohn doing a two-spot.
That's a late one.
For Texas.
Jackie's always electric on That's Hockey Talk.
Jackie's great. There's going to be a lot of Leafs talk, Gumps. Buckle up.
I can't wait to ask her about Matt Murray forgetting how to play hockey again. That was sweet.
Whoa, dude. Why
they won, dude. They won.
What the
four hell, goals God. On
is Jockey a Leafs fan?
Yeah.
Is Jockey loves, Canadian?
Loves Leafs.
From is Toronto, Canadian. Dude.
She's worked won with Gabe and Cam.
Shut up.
Score, dude. She literally won like a... Not oh, like yeah. a contest.
Like a sport, like American Idol for.
Do we know if Gabriel is Gabriel going to be on Radio Row? Do we know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is he going to be doing a.
He better.
I'm not fucking doing this again.
Is he doing the 11 p.m. slot?
I haven't talked to him about the time.
Please but he's on from 11 p.m. until 5 a.m.
I mean, if we don't have Cam Stewart screaming about needing money on Radio Row,
like, will you please confirm that Gabriel's doing the midnight slot?
When we landed and drove home from the national championship, what was it, like 4:30 a.m.?
Yeah.
I turned on my radio. It was Gabe Morency. Okay. I'm not shitting. Like, he was fucking going 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, we were taking off, and he tweeted, "I'm going live for the next 4 hours." It's like, oh, fuck it. I might watch. Yeah. Like, we got nothing to do.
Okay.
Miss you, Gabe.
Thank you, Gabe.
Miss you, Gabe. Thank you, Gabe. Love you, Gabe. Why?
Can't wait to see you, Gabe.
A handful of games tonight, starting with the red-hot Pittsburgh Penguins at the Ottawa Sens.
Pens won 3 of their last 5. 5 of the last 6 road games.
Okay.
Not been great. And the Sens are losing 4 of their last 5. So it's really a battle of Titans here. Scratching and clawing for that wild card spot right now in the East. Boy, I would love to take the Penguins here, but Casey DeSmith, while Jari's still out, I just...
Penguins are dogs?
Probably when they saw Casey DeSmith was going. What
yeah, the they fuck? Are slight, very, very slight. Dog.
They're not a good road team, Gumps. They're not good on the road this year.
I don't give a damn. It's the Canadian Tire Center, dude. Give me the Guinos money line.
Don't they have the best fucking hot dog in the land?
That's Montreal.
Okay, sorry.
So I will be cheering for the Pens tonight, but I will not be betting on them. Not tonight. Can't do it.
What happened?
I need to see some signs of life, Gumps.
The Senators, dog.
Beating the Ducks in OT doesn't do it for me. I need to see some signs of life. Go out here and fucking win a game 5-2, 5-1, then we'll talk.
Just win would be fine.
Yeah.
It's a short line, man. That's very short.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, bees are at the aisles.
Simple stat here. Boston has scored the most goals in the league.
Yeah.
Okay. Is that good? Yeah, that's good.
Normally.
They've also allowed the fewest. Is that good?
That's actually better.
That's pretty good. So we'll go B's 60-minute money line.
That's pretty good.
I believe it's down to minus 120 currently.
Respect.
Hell yeah.
Hold the launch after going to Calgary.
McCarr's out.
I was on the launch earlier today.
Fucking Cade.
A little bit ago, Cale McCarr was announced. He's day to day. Will not play.
Fucking Cade.
So Calgary went from minus 130 to minus 160. They have not exactly inspired a ton of confidence going 2-1-2 on their most recent road trip. But they are back home. Are you on Calgary, Gumps?
No. Calgary burned me, actually. Killed a nice 5-game parlay the other night in Nashville, unfortunately.
Yeah, I wasn't going to touch this one either.
Did Tiger have 2 goals last night?
Tage?
Yeah. Tage?
I'm not sure.
Let me check. I'll check.
I feel like the coach, hey, Tage, give me 2. And then he just goes out, scored 2 goals.
They scored 3, so.
That would, okay. I wish it would have been 4.
I agree.
He would have had potentially, he scored 1.
Good player.
Hell yeah.
Good player. Can't knock him for that.
Every trip to the ring.
Dumps the Bolts. Go Bolts. 7-1 in their last 8 road games in Vancouver. 13-4 in their last 17. Give me Tampa Bay, 60-minute money line going into the Couvers, who are 2-7. In their last 9, bit of a shit show going on up.
I fear that this could be the last game for Barbecue Bruce.
Really? Friend. Are you getting inside sources in the locker room?
It's everywhere, pal. Yeah. It's been a tough run for the Cougs.
Everybody's looking at Rick Toshe, as Bruce likes to say. Ricky Toshe.
There was inside
track apparently.
I am hearing rumblings out of Vancouver that Mike Babcock's name is in the mix.
Babs?
Ooh.
Wow.
Really?
Ooh. I thought he was up in Sudbury still with the Wolves.
So they're going from Barbecue Bruce to Barbecue Babcock?
Came through the wire late last night that Babcock's name was in the mix.
Tell you what, if Barbecue Babcock comes in.
Jeez. If those guys didn't like Barbecue Bruce, they are not going to like Babs.
No.
They should send a first round pick for Torts.
Well, maybe these guys just need to, fucking toughen up a little bit.
Torts has got his own mess up right now. He's in a bit of a firestorm as well. Let's get to something a little more positive. The Texas Hockey Gumps.
Hell yeah.
Here we go.
6-4 in their last 10, 14-7-4 on the road. That's pretty good road record considering all things in the NHL going on right now. Going to San Jose, who is an NHL worst, 4-12-7 at home. That's 4-19 for those of you novice NHL fans. Give me Texas Hockey puck line, Gumps. What do you think about
it? Oh, geez. I'm just taking money line. 8-2-3 against their division. San Jose, 2-8-6 against their division. Sharks probably dead tonight against Texas Hockey.
Well, we got Reimer versus Wedgie. We thinking Wedgie? Maybe Otter?
Otter's in. We're good.
Okay.
Let's go.
Wedgie, give me the puck line then.
Wedgie had a tough one on Saturday afternoon. I don't know if he was awake yet.
That'll happen.
I got a nice bet on Texas Hockey tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I scanned the board and I saw that and that'll do.
Texas Hockey's the one.
Texas Hockey. Because I was looking at the NBA for a nightcap. Couldn't really find a 10 o'clock that I liked. And what do you know? Hockey's got it.
I also do like Texas Hockey Bruins. What do you know? Money line parlay, to be honest.
What was that you cut out
Texas
there?
Texas Hockey Bruins Pens.
Money line parlay.
Pens, huh?
All right.
For glory.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully we'll see you guys at 8 p.m.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
We will see you at 8 p.m. Okay.
Thank you, Nick.
Love you, Nick. Thank you, Nick.
Appreciate you, Nick.
Boys got anything in the NBA now?
The Emba? I got some stuff.
Okay. Let's hear it.
All right, let's go. We're going to start off Atlanta going into Dallas. We got Luka versus Trae Young.
Did I hear that his over-under is 35 tonight?
It's above 30. I did put a bet in for him to get that's 35, and it was like plus 110. Okay. So I don't know if it's at 35, probably 33.5.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, I'm expecting him to go off tonight, and I'm expecting the
Dallas Mavericks to win the game, obviously. I have him to go above 30 or 35, sorry, and then also Dallas Mavericks minus 2.5.
Okay.
We got the Pacers going into Oklahoma City. Now, no Tyrese Halliburton.
Sure.
But we got Bruce's guy, TJ McConnell. He's been clipping. He's had 25 plus a couple times.
Yeah.
He's clipping, dog. He's
clipping, dog.
He's a dog.
Clipping, dog.
He is a dog. And look for him to ball out tonight.
It is also just Benedict Mathurin is filthy.
Yeah, he's been starting lately. He kind of just got plugged and placed into that role. What? Pretty awesome. He's been playing really good. And then we're going to go Memphis is playing Cleveland tonight at home.
Let me stop you right there, okay?
What's up, Tony?
Fucking D-Butch has a same game parlay on that. Ooh. One.
Oh, yeah.
He previewed it earlier. Jaw, 25 plus. Jared Allen, 8 plus rebounds. Garland, 20 plus points. And Jaren Jackson, 8 plus rebounds. Continue. Sorry.
It's right there.
That is right there. Good work.
And I also am taking that bet. And then I am taking the Memphis Grizzlies to win by 7.5. We got no Spider Mitchell.
Saw that. Heard it.
So that's why we're going there. And then we're going to take New Orleans. Now, no Zion, no Brandon Ingram. Yep. They're
no
pretty
BI. Strapped.
Yeah, that's what I read. I can double check that, but they were pretty strapped on the lineup. Miami's going into New Orleans. I was actually going to take New Orleans for some reason. I just have a feeling plus 3.5. And then we got the late game. We got the Lakers plus 3. We got LeBron playing.
Why?
They're playing the Sacramento Kings. The Sacramento Kings stink. The only reason why I'm taking this game is because the Sacramento Kings absolutely fucking stink. I know the Lakers are pretty bad, but. Yep. If they're going to get a win, it's going to be tonight.
Okay. How about you, boys?
Yep. Yeah, I got a... So yesterday, I did the crazy same game parlay. it lost today. It's time to go back to the old me a little bit. Just some good old-fashioned sides and spreads. A three-piece. I'm with you, Mitt, on the Mavericks. Minus 130 I took. A bit of the suck bowl here. Charlotte Hornets at Houston Rockets. Whoa.
This is bad game, dude.
Whoa.
Two of the worst teams in the league. I like the Rockets plus 2.5 at home to get the job done. I'm on the Thunder, minus 180, laying the juice against the Pacers. I think no Halliburton on the road here. The Thunder are pretty deep. I think they'll be able to pull away and get it done.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah. I like the Mavs money line too, boys.
Hell yes.
Got any
Tony, do it.
You got any Bundesliga for tomorrow or just Friday?
No, Friday. There's nothing. Man, use up 1-0 right now.
They're hot. It's a hot fucking footy team.
Yep.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
I'll tell you what we got.
Golf.
Yeah, we got the American Express 2023.
Yeah.
Should we run through it a bit?
Yeah, you can run through it a bit. I have decided I'm gonna need to see a few more tournaments.
Fair play. The Jordan Spieth bet was tough. First round leader missed cut.
How do I know how guys are playing if they've only played in one tournament so far?
You know their historical West Coast tour because they do this every year.
No, I know, but yes, I could look at like the last. Time I could look at course statistics for that person,
yeah,
but I also like to look at current form, last 18 rounds, yeah. You know, stuff like that.
Yep, so that leads to a lot of chalk up top, really. Yeah. You got John Rahm 6-1, your favorite, Scottie Scheffler as your second favorite at 10-1. We can stop right there. I'm playing okay. Scottie, I'm playing Scoot? Scottie Scheffler.
I love going with Scoot.
So we went over. We went over it a little, I think, yesterday.
What kind of putter is he using, Bruce?
New one.
I think he's got a Scotty Cameron.
Oh, that makes sense, actually.
So they're playing PGA West. It's three courses that they kind of like interchange, three holes here, three holes there, I think. Uh-huh. One of those courses is the Stadium course. It is famously insanely difficult, 18-foot bunker walls. And in these types of situations, I like to look for guys that I know can get in and out of a jam.
Sure.
And have seen them, stick it close when everyone else is
absolutely
is kind of stinking it up. So I'm on Scottie Scheffler, and then right below him there at 19-1, Bill Zalatoris.
Okay. Stewie Sink?
Is Stewie Sink out there?
I don't see Stu.
Is Shad? Is that Stewie Shink? Is that Stewie Shink? Is he out? Is Stewart off the tour?
No. Can't be. Yeah, absolutely. Can't be.
I always lean in because I can't see the fucking Mitch just fucking buried me. Looking like an old man glaring at the screen. Sorry.
But yeah, those are my two. Scottie Scheffler 10-1. Bill Zalatoris 19-1. I think they will play favorably where others may not. And they know how to take advantage of those birdie holes that you get on, I believe, the Jack Nicklaus course. And I forget the name of the third course.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
I'm pretty excited for this one. It's a good field.
Oh, yeah.
You could probably also go to Cantlie or Finau. I'm seeing a lot of those, but I don't like those nearly as much as Scotty and Bill. I love being able to fade Rom as a 6-1. It's like a little ridiculous. Where you be now? You know?
I hear.
Is the lefty hat coming back? Or
the lefty hat didn't make the keep pile, sadly.
Well, you're going to have to buy a new one.
What the fuck?
Do you need me to send one to the office, Bruce?
Yes.
That'd be cool. I wonder what kind of hats are out there that just say lefty on them. You know what I wanted? The melon cap that that Phil has over there on Liv.
Can you do that again?
He's got
sign with the CW?
Yes.
Yeah, they did.
Fucking,
that's good business.
It right before and after each round, fucking Buffy the Vampire Slayer comes on. pretty fucking sweet. They're actually
playing Gilmore Girls.
There you go.
In between Gilmore holes. Gilmore Girls. There it is.
What was the basketball show?
Oh,
You might be too.
Yeah, young. All I remember is double.
What was team Seventh Heaven was one.
Seventh Heaven's a great one. It was the OC. I watched the OC, but some kids watched. Fuck.
There one
was
Tree one, Hill.
Was One Tree Hill.
It was yeah, One Tree was Hill. I watched One that Tree Hill.
Media.
That makes sense.
So we didn't have CW. It was all on TBS.
We got TBS.
I placed the Giants Super Bowl ticket today.
Why did it take you so long?
Just now?
Yeah, just today.
What are they at?
We'll keep that. One? We'll keep tabs on that, all right?
All right.
Keep tabs on that ticket.
It was 25-1.
We'll watch the game this weekend.
Here we go.
Best of luck to you.
God bless.
I don't have any future tickets out there right now. I do have a future ticket, but it is a loser.
Oh, no.
Because I got Bosa for Defensive Player of the Year. That one feels good. Mahomes for MVP. That one feels good. McCaffrey, Comeback Player of the Year. That one feels good. Offensive Player of the Year. I got Tyreek Hill, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be Justin Jefferson.
Yeah. You should throw a live Super Bowl ticket right
now.
I
could maybe hedge against I wonder what Justin Jefferson's odds are right now, but
yeah. My only awards bet is a 10-star Brian Daboll coach of the year at 3-1.
Fuck yeah.
All right.
Right before the market closed.
We'll be back tomorrow. All the same great stuff, same great place, same great time, same great people.
Hell yeah.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Down.